continue our election coverage with a look at some of the issues important to Southeast residents. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. In our continued election coverage, we have some focus on Southeast issues from the candidates you'll see on Tuesday's ballot. A few days ago, we brought you a report on Senator Mark Begich talking about the region. His challenger, Republican Dan Sullivan, was in Petersburg for the Alaska Native Brotherhood, Alaska Native Sisterhood Convention recently. During his speech to ANB and ANS delegates, Sullivan spoke at length about the importance of Native veterans and his own service as a Marine. He also talked about his wife, who is Alaska Native, and said he does not want to restrict subsistence rights.
So what I said in there was I support subsistence use as the highest priority use under state law and federal law.
He was referring to what the Begich campaign and others have touted as an example of how Sullivan is against Native rights. It goes back to 2010 when Sullivan was a state attorney general and the state continued litigation against Athabascan elder Katie John. For decades, John had fished for salmon on her native allotment along the Copper River. The federal government allows for that through a federal subsistence priority, but the state wanted jurisdiction over subsistence fisheries. After his convention speech, Angela Denning of KFSK pressed Sullivan further about that issue and others important to Southeast Alaska.
Right now in Alaska, as you know, under ANILCA, there is a rural subsistence preference. Under the state constitution, there is not. And so my view on with regard to subsistence is that all the stakeholders, all Alaskans, need to come together to work on a workable solution that's sustainable. The key is sustainable. If it's one group thinking they have kind of won over another group, it's not a sustainable solution.
What about the Tongass and the five landless communities in Southeast? They've been trying to get that land.
I'm someone who, in my career, again, has taken action to try and help the timber industry in Southeast. So in 2010, you had the logjam timber sale for Viking Lumber. Several environmental groups sued to stop that. When I was Attorney General, I intervened to protect those Southeast jobs and the process. We won that case. And we had that timber mill working. And we have a replay of that right now in terms of the Bighorn timber sale. Looks like that's going to go through a similar process. I'm glad to see the state of Alaska has intervened. But as a senator, I would get results with regard to limiting those kind of frivolous lawsuits that undermine the communities here in Southeast and would really work, not just lip service, on repealing the roadless rule from a regulatory and statutory standpoint and trying to get access to the Tongass, which is so critical to this the economic opportunity for Southeast.
Do you think that Secretary of State Kerry should invoke the Boundary Waters Treaty to activate the International Joint Commission to study mining plans across the border?
Yeah, I think we should work very closely with the Canadian government on this in a forceful way. And I think it should be led at the Secretary of State level. Part of the experience I'll bring as a U.S. Senator is I served as a U.S. Assistant Secretary of State under Condoleezza Rice. I was in charge of global economic issues, energy issues, finance issues, terrorist finance issues. But I worked very closely with the Canadian government on a bunch of issues. I'd go to Ottawa. I'd sit down with the foreign minister myself. I'd use the context that I have in the U.S. State Department, which are significant, and the Canadian government to actually get action.
What about the Pebble Mine and the EPA? What should be done with the EPA at this point? Do you support the Pebble Mine as it's proposed now?
The Pebble Mine has not even gone through permitting, so the Pebble Mine project has not actually defined the project. My position on the Pebble Mine has been clear since the time I was Attorney General and DNR Commissioner, which is we should never trade one resource for another. We have an incredible resource in terms of our Bristol Bay fisheries. We also have a permitting process that is transparent, that involves Alaskans, that we need to make sure is fair. I've written the EPA as DNR commissioner with the Attorney General, Mike Garrity, asking them where they have that authority. in the Clean Water. Where do they have that authority to preemptively veto not just a mine, but any project, a timber project, an oil and gas project? EPA has not shown us Alaskans where they have that authority. I think providing the EPA that kind of veto power is a precedent that could be very harmful for Alaskans in many other sectors. So I'm not supportive of giving the EPA authorities that don't exist under statute.
That was Republican candidate for U.S. Senate Dan Sullivan talking with KFSK's Angela Denning. And yet another important issue right now in the region is Canadian mines that could affect Alaska waters and resources. That begs to question, where do those running for state House and Senate stand on the issue? Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed this report.
The region's 10 candidates for the legislature all say they want to make sure mines don't spill dangerous chemicals or minerals into rivers where fish hatch and spawn. But they differ in how they phrase their concerns and whether they first bring up environmental issues or the need for resource development. Take, for example, House District 35, which includes Sitka, Petersburg, and many southeast villages. There, Democrat Jonathan Christ-Tompkins is running for re-election.
You've got to defend habitat and protect habitat, which sustains rural economies and salmon and fishing. And in southeast Alaska, that is especially true. And the KSM mine is a hugely concerning threat to that, just as the Pebble mine is to southwest Alaska, which, you know, I'm also feel is just not the right mine in the right place.
KSM is the Kerr Sulphuritz Mitchell project under development northeast of Ketchikan. It's the most recent focus of transboundary mine critics. Christ-Tompkins' opponent, Petersburg Republican Stephen Samuelson, takes a different approach.
The biggest thing with me is we're here for the resources, is my belief. We're in Alaska because of the logging, because of the mining, because of the fishing, because of all the different resources that we're here. If we're not taking advantage of these things in a sustainable, well-worked way, then why? What are we going to do?
Concerns focus on the safety of tailings dams, which hold back water, pollutants, and minerals left over from processing ore. Some cite a recent eastern British Columbia mine dam break, which released millions of gallons of silty water. That's an issue for Democrat George McGowan, who's trying to unseat incumbent Republican Kathy Munoz for Juneau's House District 34.
Anyone who saw the video of the Mount Polley disaster had to take a second and just think, what are we doing as a human race? How is it that we could let something like this happen?
Munoz says she shares such concerns, but she's also confident the most controversial mine, the KSM, takes Alaska's interests into account.
There's a willingness by the government, the BC government, and the developers of the KSM project, as an example, to work with the state of Alaska, and that's a good thing. That's a very positive thing and something that I very much want to see happen and continue to support happening.
Republican Tom Williams, challenging Democratic incumbent Dennis Egan in Juneau's Senate District Q, takes it a step further.
KSM, when they were looking at opening up that mine, they realized that there were going to be some issues that affected Alaska. And they came to the state DNR very early on, right up front. In fact, at the meeting, there was a representative from DNR there, and he actually applauded what KSM had done.
DNR is Alaska's Department of Natural Resources. But talks and negotiations don't always work. Egan cites the long-closed Tulsiquitchief mine, which Chieftain Metals tried to reopen near another transboundary river.
We formed a Taku River Users Group to try to get answers, and we had promises from the mine, from Chieftain, that they were going to do all these great things and work with the state and federal agencies. None of that happened. None of it happened. It was just they were blowing smoke.
Transboundary mining is also on the agenda of Juneau incumbent Democrat Sam Keto. He's seeking to retain his House District 33 seat, which includes parts of his hometown, Haines, Skagway, and nearby cities. He wants a closer relationship with mine project owners.
They have kept us informed or they kept the state informed, different mining companies as they move forward. But I think there might be a role for a more formal arrangement between the state of Alaska and some of these permitting operations to make sure we protect water quality and habitat.
Juneau Republican Peter Dukowitz is challenging KETO. He wants more resource development, but he says it needs strong community support.
We have to reasonably develop the state. We do need the jobs, we do need the income, but not at the cost of the environment. A mining project is a very big concern of mine.
Southeast has another legislative seat representing Senate District R. It includes Sitka and Petersburg and much of Prince of Wales Island. That's held by Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, who's not up for election this year. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Only a few more days till Election Day on November 4th. We've wrapped up most of our coverage, but a reminder, we will be on the air with you live starting at 9 p.m. Tuesday night with election results. Early voting is still in progress in Haines and Skagway at the borough offices and City Hall. As of midday Thursday, 56 people have taken advantage of early voting in Skagway, and 146 have done so in Haines. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld and Angela Denning for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.